Are goldfish healthy? Are goldfish okay for your toddler to eat? What is in them? If you've ever had any of these questions and wondered about this incredibly popular snack item for kids, I'm going to give you answers today as a registered dietitian nutritionist with a Master of Clinical Nutrition. Welcome back to Feeding Toddlers Made Easy, where I answer your questions about feeding your little ones and invite guests to share their expertise on all things toddler and preschoolers. I'm Casey Barnes, creator of Mama Knows Nutrition and mom of two, and I'm all about balance and low-stress parenting when it comes to feeding your kids, so if you're interested in those things, you are in the right place. Make sure to hit follow on the podcast if you're on Apple Podcasts. It's probably the same on Spotify. I'm not really sure. But follow along so that you get a notification when I have a new episode every week. Okay, let's cover this first. Are goldfish a healthy snack? Here's the deal. Your kids can have goldfish. You can have goldfish. Is it a nutrient-rich snack? Not really. Is it the top of the healthiest items we could eat? No. But no one has to eat only the most perfect, most nutrient-dense foods all the time. From a strictly nutritional perspective, let's look at what do goldfish do? What do they contribute? So they contribute energy, as do all foods. They contribute some protein, not much, but some, and some B vitamins and minerals. There's no added sugar, but there's also no fiber, and I do like to see some fiber in a snack. Again, it doesn't mean that these are off limits because of that. They simply won't be the most filling snack, but they are tasty, and your child can enjoy them occasionally. I would recommend serving them alongside something like a piece of fruit or some berries, maybe a yogurt or raisins or dates, something like that where they're getting a little bit more nutrition alongside of it, but I realize that's not always going to happen. Sometimes it's just going to be a couple of handfuls of goldfish, and that is totally okay. Now, I want to go through the individual ingredients for you because I think one of the things that's hard about understanding if snacks are healthy, if snacks are okay, is trying to look at the ingredients label and not being totally sure what you're looking at. You also hear people online, on Instagram, who will be like, if you can't pronounce it, you shouldn't eat it. Well, my friends, that's a dumb rule to go by because there are lots of things that we can't pronounce that are still healthy and safe for us to eat. If you look at like the chemical makeup of a banana or an apple, it's going to be full of words that you don't understand and can't pronounce because everything is made up of chemicals. And I feel like I'm seeing more people start to talk about this, which I'm so grateful for. But it's kind of a niche thing too, I get. So you might not see this up on your Instagram feed the way that I do, but I'm glad to at least see that some people are starting to acknowledge the fact that just because something is natural doesn't mean that it's definitely safe. And just because something is, quote, not natural doesn't mean that it's not safe. What's more important to me is the proportion and the frequency in which your kids are eating certain foods versus others. But let's talk about these ingredients in goldfish. Well, first it says that they're made with smiles. I'd like to see proof of that. Do you think do they mean just the smile on the goldfish cracker? not the employees in the factory? I wonder if they have smiles. Okay, made with smiles and enriched wheat flour. So enriched wheat flour just means white flour, white all-purpose flour that has nutrients added back in that get stripped out from the wheat when they process it to be white flour. So that includes these B vitamins. So you'll see on there thiamine mononitrate, riboflavin, niacin. Those are all B vitamins, B1, B2, B3. And folic acid is also a B vitamin. So those get added back in. Then I see on there reduced iron. That's just this hydrogen reduced iron. It's just like an iron supplement. It's in a safe quantity, so it's nothing to worry about there. Then we have cheddar cheese. We all know what cheddar cheese is. But in the parentheses there, it says cultured milk, salt, enzymes, and annatto. Enzymes are proteins that basically just help the milk solidify to turn it into cheese, so nothing scary there. And annatto is a natural food coloring that comes from a certain type of tree's seeds. I don't know what the tree is. I forget. But it comes from seeds. It's so they don't have to use artificial coloring for the bright yellow color that we know and love in goldfish. Then we have vegetable oils, which you might have heard lately. People are all getting upset about vegetable oils. We're going to talk about that. Some people are just like, these are the worst. So the vegetable oils that they list here are canola, sunflower, and or soybean. So it's some sort of mix. Probably just depends on what's most available, what's cheapest at the moment. I'm sure it's some combination of that. So if you really look at the research on humans, you'll find that vegetable oils are neither toxic nor inflammatory, as you may hear some health influencers say. I'll link you to the research in the show notes that shows that vegetable oils do not cause inflammation and can actually improve certain health markers, including cholesterol levels. There's this whole misconception out here that coconut oil and butter are like so much better for you than vegetable oils, and I don't know where that's coming from. I truly, truly don't know. Again, it's not that you can't have coconut oil or butter or that those are, quote, bad. It's really about the amount that you're consuming all of these things in. So vegetable oils, any oils, should be a smaller part of your diet. And that's really the end of the story. But vegetable oils specifically have really come under fire lately, and I honestly don't know why. I don't know where people are getting this information from. I spent hours this weekend, no joke, I spent hours looking at research so that I could see, is there anything legitimate here to these claims? What am I going to tell you guys in this podcast? And everything that I could come up on that was a well-designed, executed research study all said that vegetable oils, in moderation, are perfectly fine for you. So please do not worry about that. I don't want you looking at labels in the store and putting down things that you otherwise would have gotten just because you see a certain type of oil on there. Now, there are people out there who will tell you to completely avoid foods like goldfish crackers. They'll say things like, I would never let my child eat them. I feel like I sounded like a witch. What people don't understand when they say things like this is the impact of eating something one time or just infrequently. They hear something about an ingredient being bad, usually probably in a study involving rats fed ultra-high doses of an ingredient, which is not how things actually work in human bodies. You can't take a conclusion from one very specific research study and apply it to everything else. It just doesn't work that way. Let's take a look at an example like this. Okay, water. Water is the most essential substance that we need for survival, right? You'd agree with me on that? You will find research that water is toxic. Oh my God, water is toxic. Never drink it. Does that make any sense? No. It's toxic if you have too much of it, and you have to have a lot of it for it to be toxic. Would you ever worry like, oh gosh, I think I should not give my kids water today. I don't want them to have too much, and they definitely had water yesterday. Like, no, absolutely not. It's the exact same thing when these people tell you that you have to avoid XYZ foods at all costs. So the takeaway on goldfish, they are not the healthiest food you could possibly feed your kids. I think you already knew that. And we want to make sure that other foods do take priority in their diet, like fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean meats, fish, nuts, seeds, beans, lentils, etc. But they can absolutely eat goldfish in moderation without you having a panic attack about it or feeling like a bad parent. I think that we see these things online and these influencers who are all about health and they have the perfect diet for their kids. And then You turn around and you send your kid to daycare or they go to a friend's house and you're worried about them eating these foods, and you don't have to be worried. Like I said, it's about the frequency compared to other foods in their diet. Now, what about whole grain goldfish? Are those healthy? So you can get those instead, but I looked at the ingredients and nutrition profile, and there's not that much more nutritional value because they use a mix of whole wheat flour and white flour. So normally with whole grains, you're looking to get some more fiber, but here with these whole grain goldfish that are made with whole grain, they're not like completely whole grain, there's barely a difference. So I'd just go with whatever type of goldfish you like and focus on getting whole grains elsewhere. I used to buy the whole grain ones because I was like, oh, cool, whole grains. And then I actually looked at the nutrient profile there and I was like, oh, okay, it's really not that much different. So there's not much point here. Sometimes I'll get this question about Cheez-Its or goldfish. Is there a healthier one? And here it's really just pick whatever one your heart loves or your child's heart loves. Getting caught up in the minutiae of the ingredients here is not necessary. They're both packaged snacks that don't have a ton of nutritional value. So it's really more about the fun factor and having something in your belly, something to munch on, than the actual like nutrition piece when you're picking one of these. What about Annie's Cheddar Bunnies? Okay, Annie's Cheddar Bunnies are organic. So if organic farming is important to you, and you have the budget to choose those instead, do it. But I wouldn't really call it a healthier option than goldfish. I'd still call it a packaged snack that's fun to eat, but shouldn't be a big part of their overall diet. Now, I do want to say that it can be hard to sit with this information if you've been following people online who are always talking about which foods to cut out or which foods to avoid, and really place an emphasis on perfection in the diet. Before I got my master's in nutrition and was really interested in nutrition, I knew this is what I wanted to do. I used to think that way. I used to think that I had to completely avoid anything that wasn't the healthiest, cleanest option. I am so grateful for my education. I went to UT Southwestern here in Dallas so that I could fully understand how food affects the body, what a healthy diet looks like, and how to understand research studies to know what is legitimate and what is not. It was kind of uncomfortable for me to confront those beliefs and realize that I had been pursuing this level of perfection in my diet that really wasn't necessary. It's even a little embarrassing when you realize just how committed you were to following all the rules around healthy eating that are not actually based in real science. So you might still feel skeptical about all this, but that's good. I think skeptical is a great place to be, especially considering information you hear on the internet. The next time you come across a post that says something like, this ingredient is linked to cancer, try to think to yourself, you know, I wonder if this is actually true. And if it is linked to cancer, is it linked to cancer in the amounts that are found in the food that we eat? Just like our water example, that water is toxic in specific doses, but we can consume it without any harm in appropriate doses. That is almost always the case when people say things like, this food is linked to cancer. You'll see comments in posts that I do on Instagram, like people will say things like, I posted about Triscuits, I think, and people are like, these crackers have inflammatory oils, or this was a favorite. These ingredients are, and they put the barfing emoji. I would ask these people, like, where'd you get that information? Could you cite the research that proves your claim? They're not going to have it. And maybe they'll send you to some, like, random website that's not an actual research study or a research study that's done on rats. Like, there's so many things that people can try to say is proof that they don't really know enough to make that conclusion. There's one more thing that I want to say about this question of, are goldfish healthy? We need to zoom out and remember that health is about so much more than just what you eat. But it's something that's in your control each day, more or less, so we do often place a lot more weight on food than on other factors. But think about lifestyle, socioeconomic status, access to healthcare, mental and emotional health and well-being. It honestly comes from a place of great privilege to criticize the foods that other people are eating, especially when we all have such a different level of disposable income, access to different grocery stores, access to fresh food, time available to prepare food, etc. I really believe, even though I believe in the value of good nutrition, trust me, I do, but I believe that we would achieve a greater overall level of health and wellness by spending our energy anywhere else than worrying about how unhealthy and terrible a particular food is. I can fully understand wanting to know how often is it okay to eat certain foods? How often can I serve X, Y, or Z to my kids? So in general, I would say limit processed snack foods to 1 to 2 servings per day. Some days may end up being more than that. You didn't fail. You can just go back to a lower amount the next day. There's no use in dwelling on what you or your kids ate yesterday. You can't change that. You can only make changes going forward. So there is no use in beating yourself up over what you've done in the past. We could hold ourselves back, beat ourselves down, or we can let ourselves grow forward and make a better choice tomorrow. Thank you for listening today. If there's a topic you'd like me to discuss or a question you'd like me to answer on a future episode, just go to mamaknowsnutrition.com/podcast and scroll down to submit your question or call the podcast voicemail right now at 469-552-5527. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave me a 5-star rating and review if you're on Apple Podcasts. And if you don't already subscribe to Feeding Toddlers Made Easy, just click the follow button on Apple Podcasts. There's a little icon on the top right with 3 tiny dots. You click that and then click follow show, and then you'll be able to find me every week. So I'll talk to you next week.